as a staffer who's aware of the media, you maybe wouldn't serve your state senator up on a platter.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity do.
What? Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin, we are coming to you live from Madison, and my question for you is, how do you feel about professional development days at your job? Do you love them? Do you hate them? 844-967-2789. I feel like no job is immune from having at least once a year a full day training session. So what's a time that got you really... that you really got something out of it? Or have they always just felt like a burden? 844-967-2789. Why do I ask? Because us here at Civic Media, all your favorite hosts, we had a professional development day yesterday. And you may have noticed a lot of us had either guest hosts or reruns yesterday because we... we're in Madison getting schooled. And we are still in Madison. We just finished, Jane and I just finished an hour with Mr. Todd Alba, who is now here with us for this hour. Thanks for joining us, Todd.
It is my pleasure. It is like a continuous party here at Civic Media.
The party, the weekend came early.
Absolutely.
The weekend came early this Thursday. And so Mr. Todd Alba is joining Jane and I for the full hour. We have the talented Mr. Aaron Zommers. Is our producer today.
Yay!
Which we're very excited about.
Talented may be a stretch, but thank
well,
you.
We are delighted. We are delighted that you are producing for us.
Shane is especially delighted.
Yes,
that
I
means
am.
She gets to just participate.
Just chill.
She can just focus on providing insightful comments.
Exactly. So I thought we would start the conversation, very topical for us, but I think a relatable topic for many people, but how do you feel about professional development days? 844-967-2789. And Jane, I'll start with you. How do you feel about professional development days?
I really enjoyed myself yesterday.
Okay.
I did. And I, again, over the course of my career, have had numerous sessions with various consultants to varying degrees of success. And my overriding concern is always give me something that I can act on. Mm-hmm. Give me something actionable instead of airy-fairy platitudes about, and I've said this off the air many times, be light like a chiffon pie, but not really a chiffon pie. And then they don't tell you how to make a pie or even what a crust is.
Can you name names of what?
There's been so many consultants over the years.
But Kristen, an actual radio consultant said that.
Shockingly, I may be embellishing.
Oh, no. You?
Just a titch. But the essence is the same. And so what really made me happy yesterday was Holland gave us very specific, very actionable things that are practical, that are usable. And that is, that's a huge success.
So up until yesterday, how would you generally feel about professional development days?
Useless.
Useless. Mm-hmm. But changed your mind.
I did. Again, there was one other consultant who actually had a theater background who talked about using improv as a way to develop ideas. You know, when you're trying to come up with something, this was when I was still in music radio. So you're looking for different silly games and things like that. And so you just, so anyway, that was useful as well. But I thought yesterday was great.
All right. Todd, how do you feel? I guess you can say generally how you feel. Because you've done a variety of different things.
I have. And so, I have a mutt resume.
And so how have you felt, like when you hear, we're going to have a professional development today. Are you excited?
Like Jane yesterday about being on my show, I was unexcited about a professional development day when I heard about it. But I also agree with Jane that yesterday turned out better than expected. I think.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. But I'm trying to think, because I feel like I've always, the optimist in me has always tried to soak up, like whether it's a sales training or I've done acting workshops. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's your that your boss isn't telling you. You're paying someone so I can go spend a weekend crying and having someone tell me how I could have performed this scene better. But so I feel like I'm always in search of advice. Like, I think there's a part of me that is, you know, a self-help. I did try to become a life coach at one point. So let's be
honest.
Did
you really?
Oh, you don't know this story?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. There was a point in my life where I tried to become a life coach, and I was in a year-long training program. But one of the main rules of the program is that you can't date anyone else in the program.
Uh-oh.
Did not follow that rule. kicked out.
I would have the exact same problem.
You got kicked out of a life training course.
I got kicked out of a year-long life training program or life coaching training program because I was attracted to this person.
And then I did date
for that person for 4 years, no longer with that person.
Right.
But you know, like I've always... I know.
That's a great story.
I've lived a lot of lives, Todd.
I love it. And at such a young age.
Just so many. There's so much potential for. I'm a failed life coach. I can see a whole handbook.
And I will say, this is a tangent right now, but I will say the program that I was in, total pyramid scheme.
Really?
It was pretty cultish. Right. Like there are certainly parts of it that you are like, that are very good things to incorporate into your life, like taking 100% responsibility for your life, so you have full agency over the things that happen to you, and so stuff like that.
Right.
But like how this the organization total cult. But anyways, this is to say, I am someone who I think goes into these situations open-minded, wanting tools and pieces of wisdom to improve on whatever said thing I am doing, because we've already established, I am very competitive and I like being good at what I do. And so I've always really liked them, but I also feel like in the sales, like the copious notes I take and all these things and how little actually gets implemented. You know what I mean? Like the things that you walk away from and you're like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to change how I do this and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you just go back to the routine of what you're doing. And so if you don't have the system set up in your organization to reinforce what you just spent, what the organization just spent a ton of money doing.
Right.
But if you don't actually train your managers to do the thing that they just taught you, then everyone just goes back to doing exactly what they're doing. And it was like, well, we just got a day off of work, I guess.
Well, and I think it's important to, you can't overload people with the directives of things to do. You know, you got to limit it to like five. Here are five actionable things as opposed to an endless list. Then that just means nothing's ever going to get done.
Yeah.
Keep it concise.
Keep it concise. So I'm interested for anyone out there who has either a great story about a professional development training day, or if you love them or hate them, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96.
Party.
See, you guys have a cool line. That's what
I know. It is funny that you have a 715 line, though you record from Madison.
I get Pat Kreitlow's sloppy seconds. So that was his number, and so that I got that.
So I guess, do you have any...
There is a phrase that was never uttered in the Eau Claire before.
So Todd, out of all the different jobs you've had, like, what has been... besides yesterday, is there one that stood out? Like anything you ever did in politics that was useful as far as they brought someone in to...
No, usually politics stuff was like Jane was alluding to. It's just kind of these grandiose, you know, get into the minds of voters and connect with them and all this, you know. It was kind of like Aaron Rodgers' ayahuasca ceremony, you know. I mean, it didn't really go anywhere. And it was 4 days of darkness and wearing adult diapers. But the one that really actually did do me good when I went to... I think it was in Seattle when I went to when I was in the coffee business, and there was the a big coffee show, and it was people who had actually owned coffee shops. There's one woman in particular, and she just like told it the way it was. No puffery, just like, hey, I've done this, and here's what you're going to hear the experts tell you, but here's how it actually works.
Oh, great.
And I thought that was really good, to just cut through the BS and find out how it really works, and then how do you apply that to your business. So yeah, that one was very helpful.
Right.
I have to say, I am disappointed that, because I would think when you're in politics, they would have breakout sessions of remaining completely expressionless when your candidate says something moronic. Developing the perfect simper for when you sit behind the governor and he's signing something you don't like. I could be a sketch. I'm available, like, you guys.
Jane, this is like a great like SNL sketch or maybe an Asgos, Wisconsin sketch of Jane comes up with what tutorials you need to be a staffer in the Madison's Capitol.
Or a legislator. I mean, these are lessons that can be applied widely.
Absolutely. For them.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So really you had no, like, for the politics stuff, there was no, I mean, like, was there anything?
It's so different today, you guys, because like when I was coming up, so I'm 53, so when I was coming up, it was in the 80s and the 90s. And so it was expected then, the way you got a job in politics, you became a staffer, it was the old, you know, military Mustang thing. You started as an unpaid volunteer, and you went door to door, and you put up yard signs, and then you did an unpaid internship. And then you were lucky enough to get a paid internship, either on a campaign or in the Capitol, and then you started off as a low-level staffer, and it took you, you know, 15 years to work yourself up to a, you know, senior staffer in the Capitol. Well, now today, you've got 21-year-olds coming in and they want to be the chief of staff to a state senator and they got no clue what's going on. So it's a very different environment today than when I was coming up. But I don't remember any particular. I mean, I talked about this on our show. CPAC, which had a ridiculous convention last week, whatever, is full of bigots and racists and fascists. I mean, CPAC used to consist.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, right. They used to send out cassette tapes mailed to you from Newt Gingrich on how to convince people to sign petitions door to door. That was CPAC back in the late 80s. Yeah.
How exciting were Newt's tapes?
Not that exciting, unless, of course, ask Callista, his current wife.
Yeah.
No, this is a real story.
Well, though, you got to wait.
All right.
We have different time breaks than you, so we got 1 minute left.
See, you're not ready.
So that's the teaser, though. Tease the story. What are we going to hear when we come back?
How did Callista, his current wife, meet Newt Gingrich?
Oh, I can't wait.
And it involved a desk.
All right. Well, you are listening to Kristen Bry, Jane Matinair, and Todd Alba on As Goes Wisconsin. Todd will be here all hour. If you have feelings about professional development days, we will still take your call. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, a product of Civic Media. Enjoy it live across Wisconsin, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Find your local station on our website, civicmedia.us, or on the Civic Media app, and catch any of your favorite shows as a podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. We are in Madison, and I am here with Jane Matinair, who has a day off from the board.
I know, and Aaron, great tunes.
Yeah,
I'm loving it.
We got Aaron Zommers on the board. And
love some Stevie Wonder.
Who doesn't love some Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
And we are with Mr. Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show, which is on 8 to 11, right before our show. We did a little crossover. Mm. We were on his show. He's on our show. And we are kicking off our conversation today because the reason we're in Madison is because the Civic Media talk hosts had a professional development day yesterday to turn all of our flaws into gold yesterday, as far as the ticks and weird things that we say on air and being told, don't do that anymore. And I thought it was interesting just in general, because I think we are in agreement that yesterday went really well.
Yeah.
And there's definitely certain things that we, nuggets of wisdom we took away to incorporate into our shows. But I don't know if everyone out there always loves, Yeah, the concept of, oh, you get to
spend a whole day together with all of my colleagues.
Spend a whole day training with some, you know, guy who probably charged too much. He's good, doesn't know your life, doesn't know how you do things, and he's going to tell you how to improve your job.
Right.
And so we are having conversations about whether or not, how do we feel about Professional Development Days? But Todd teased a story about Newt Gingrich, and so we're going to tell that story first.
Well, one of the things, we had these little breakout sessions, too. I know you guys got, you know, 3 or 4 hours with the guy, and he gave me 10 minutes. And, and so he said, I said, how can I improve my show yesterday? And the guy says, well, the first thing I do is change the name of it, which is the Todd
Really?
Hallball Show. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Just call yourself Frank.
Right.
You know,
the Frank Show with Todd Hallball.
The Frank Show.
I wanted to call it the Redemption Tour. That was one of the final selections, and no, we just, so Kurti said just call it your name. So that's how it got to be that. I wasn't being narcissistic.
I think that's a pretty average. I mean, a lot of people just it's just easy to have it be your name.
Speaking of names, so here's a story. This is a real life story from my days in politics, because Krista was asking, well, what have you experienced, or what kind of training did you get? And sometimes the training is, you know, be careful who you tell things to, right?
Uh-oh.
And so this is back when I was working for a member of Congress here in Wisconsin, and the chief of staff at the time knew one of the staffers at Newt's office very well, whose name was Callista. And so we're in the office, and my chief of staff at the time said, oh my God, come in here. And she said, I just got a call from Callista. And she said, I just had sex with the speaker of his office.
Seriously?
I'm totally serious. That's how the whole thing started. Callista was a staffer. And he was married to his second wife, Marianne, or whatever, who was dying of cancer in Georgia.
Yeah.
And he was banging whatever Callista's job.
Didn't he divorce that wife while she was dying of cancer?
Yes. And married Callista, who, you know, was the staffer at the time, who he was boofing on the speaker's desk in the office. So to our last segment, last show, you know, you too could grow up in Wisconsin and boof the speaker and end up being the ambassador to Rome, to the Pope.
Yes.
there's your family values for today.
Well, and I love that the thrice married Newt Gingrich,
right,
what, you know, got to tag along as ambassador to Rome.
She's the ambassador to
Rome?
She was.
Yes.
Under the previous administration.
I did not know.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
Oh, yes.
Stories of the toddy.
So, well, it's all about forgiveness.
We all deserve a fourth chance.
It is interesting because Trump's been married 3 times.
Right.
Gingrich has been married 3 times. Voss has been married 3 times.
Imagine that. But at least he has a sense of humor about it.
Chucklemeister. Chucklemeister from Robin Voss.
My favorite.
I can't believe you guys put that in there. That's pretty funny, actually.
It is pretty funny. So I guess any other thoughts on our stories on Professional Development Days?
I would just suggest, because I am old and cranky.
You're neither.
Go into it with an open mind, because it's real easy when you get to be my age and you've had many of these experiences and they didn't necessarily pan out. At least go with it with an open mind and listen.
Right.
Because they might actually tell you something that you can actually use.
Yeah.
And so, as opposed to in the past, I would walk in and it's like, yeah, go ahead. Tell me. What am I supposed to do? Bring it. Yeah. You're going to tell me. Okay. Come on.
Such attitude.
I know, which is not necessarily the most open and welcoming way to be.
No.
So I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
But agree or disagree. For me, probably the highlight of the day was spending the day with my colleagues. I hung out with you guys a couple of times, but like Chad Holmes, I'd only seen over a Zoom or whatever, a StreamYard call, and never spent any time in person.
Right.
So it was just nice to like share ideas and like bounce things off each other in person. I found that really helpful.
I did too, and because we're spread all over the state, and a lot of us do work in conjunction with each other, but never really get a chance to see each other. So it was lovely. It really was.
I agree with that part, especially because, you know, we're just off in the little island,
right,
in Waukesha.
Yeah,
just the two of us.
It's lonely.
Two of us. but you have Earl down there. You got Earl Ingram, you know, who's on the same time as me.
He leaves as we're coming.
Oh, wow.
So we have a crossover, because basically we have
6 minutes.
6 minutes between his show ending and our show starting. And so there's not a lot of time for chit-chat with Earl.
So we had these breakouts yesterday, for those of you listening, where we had to break out in small groups. So here is my small group. To the left of me, I had Earl Ingram. To the right, I had Matt Flynn and also Luke Mathers. Me, Luke, Matt, and Earl.
Really spanned the generations there.
It was absolutely... And what, a part of it, you had to come up with, like, what's our slogan or, I don't know, something like that. And I can't really repeat the entire thing, but a version of it would be Matt Flynn goes... Civic Media, we get stuff done. Although he didn't say
stuff. He didn't say stuff. Got it. I can imagine what was actually said.
No, I'm sorry. I messed it up. He said, Civic Media, we've seen some stuff. We've seen some stuff.
Yeah. And all you got to do is put an or no on the end of it, and you got a t-shirt.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to do a grab bag of news that we missed yesterday. Some sports, some bills, some TikTok. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I want to spend some time with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. We are here with the Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show. Aaron Zommers is on the board. We have a full house here in Madison today. We are having fun.
Yeah, so happy to be here.
And, you know, it was funny. It's funny taking a day off from the news and prepping for a show because... Mm-hmm. You might have missed that we were all out yesterday. And so we had a professional development day through at Civic Media. So Dan Schaefer covered our show. Did you do a rerun? No, you were here for most of your show.
I did the first 2 hours, and then Jeff Perry filled in for me my last hour.
And so, but in taking one day off from not prepping, this morning waking up, trying to cover both yesterday and today, I was like, oh, man, like, fair amount actually happened. And so, you know, there's... The Wisconsin legislature is actually voting on stuff because they did not really vote on much stuff last month.
No.
The EPA provided new drinking water standards for forever chemicals that are, shocker, lower than they are in Wisconsin.
And much lower.
Much lower. Yeah. There's rumblings about who's going to challenge Senator Baldwin, including David Clark.
Yes. Oh, God.
You didn't hear this?
David Clark, the old sheriff?
The old sheriff.
Who still uses sheriff on his Twitter handle?
Yes.
Sheriff
cowboy
David
hat.
Clark?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to start referring to myself as former color guard Jane Matinere. Because if you can just hang on to a title that you had at one point in your life, then I'm going to grab that one.
Well, that's an interesting question, though, because where does it drop off? Because a former president's always a former president. Yeah. Former governor is always a former governor.
Right.
So at what level of elected official do you no longer get to hold on to your title?
He can call himself former sheriff for all of eternity.
He still call himself
you
sheriff.
You are not a sheriff anymore. Let it go. Keep the hat. Go away.
So speaking of a former guy.
I love it.
Scott Walker did not rule out running for president in 2024.
Go. Do it.
Yeah, I hope he does too.
At least it'd give him something to do. YAF stand for?
Young adults,
Americans for Freedom or something?
Young Americans.
Oh, Aaron, that sounds right. Yeah,
I know.
Look at that, Aaron.
I don't know how time and like how laborious that job is, but you know, he has a lot of time to tweet. Go ahead.
Okay. Someone was trying to start a chapter of YAF at my college, and then the people who were trying to start it started sharing like transphobic comments in the group chat they made. And so immediately it got shut down. And I was like, thank
Imagine
God.
That. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Banking, still not terribly stable. But the three stories, I feel like we're going to do a grab bag. And you two get to vote where we start. And if we'll get enough time to get through all three of them.
All right.
But there's the obvious one, which everyone is talking about, which we have not talked about, which is Mr. Aaron Rodgers saying his intentions are to play with the Jets. There was also the assembly, Wisconsin Assembly yesterday, proposed a new abortion bill that would have exceptions for rape and incest. But the Senate is like, yeah, we're not interested in that at all. So let alone that Tony Evers was never going to sign that.
Anyway.
It's not even going to get to Tony Evers' desk. And TikTok, which we all know how close, near and dear that is to my heart. Yesterday, the Biden administration demanded that the Chinese company ByteDance sell the app or risk being banned entirely. So,
oh, wow.
Since I got to pick the three, I'll let you two pick where we start.
Jane, go ahead.
I think we should start with AR.
Okay.
Let's start with number 12.
With number 12, yeah. Who I think we all assumed he would go on the Pat McAfee show like he always does, his very comfort zone, his safe space.
His
we'll
happy
say.
Place.
His safe space, where he can't have any pushback
right.
from a journalist, and he gets to say what he wants.
No one's mean.
No one's mean to him. And he got to go on and say that he blamed the Packers for holding up the deal.
Yes.
He blamed the Packers.
Yeah.
Quote from Mr. Rogers. I made it clear my intention was to play and to play for the New York Jets, and I haven't been holding anything up. It's the compensation that the Packers are trying to get. So, and he also said he denied that he had a wish list of players who would come with him. But a trade still has not been finalized, even as this morning, I don't think, unless I missed some breaking news. Yeah. And as of right now, he's still under contract with Green Bay. But... Jeez Louise, I kind of honestly, and maybe for sport people who are sports talk radio people or sports reporters, maybe this is what they live for. But sure. I would be so exhausted if I had to talk about this every day and it was my job to be like hunting down the leads
of
the things that go on in this guy's brain.
What's the latest tidbit I can use?
Because it's just, I mean, this is the point. Like, are we ready to have like a losing season just to be done with him?
But don't you
like? Fine, I will take a rough year with Jordan Love to get up to speed, just so we don't have to deal with the drama anymore.
But I do think that there's that kind of exhaustion with him and all of the drama. I do. I think it's. I know he's from. He's a California kid.
Put this on California.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to partially. But he doesn't have. He's not a Midwesterner, and while we appreciate talent and we can respect his abilities, at least the way I was raised with my mother saying, that's great, well done, don't let it go to your head. He's let it go to his head, and I think people are done.
I wonder how many of the other superstar quarterbacks are as weird. They're just not as public about it. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah. Like, I feel like Russell Wilson's probably a little weird, but he's just not as
overt,
cryptic.
Right.
And I feel like, to a certain extent, when you get to be that famous, or you get to be that good at what you do, are you ever totally normal? But it's just this, I think it's just this projection from him. It's like, oh, it's the media's fault. It's like, it's never his, there's never really a lot of accountability on his side as far as the situations he creates in the inside of the media. And like I said, it's like his safe space. The Pat McAfee show is his safe space to go on. And it that was their biggest show ever. Ratings they got yesterday.
I bet.
And so it's a totally mutual beneficial situation where he gets to go on and doesn't get challenged. Pat McAfee gets huge ratings. And why would he do anything differently? But it's just
obnoxious. Here's some breaking news for you from Dov Kleiman. An update. The Packers indeed reporting now saying that the Packers indeed want first round picks and more in order to trade quarterback Aaron Rodgers, according to multiple sources telling Mike Florio. So what? Take it for what it's worth. But apparently the debate. And see, this is my question, is who mucked this up worse? I mean, Aaron Rodgers is owning both of these teams because the Jets come out and say, we'll basically give you whatever you want in order to get Rodgers. And then Mark Murphy comes out from the Packers and says, yeah, we're done with him. Well, what leverage do the Packers have at that point before the deal is even done? And meanwhile, Rodgers is sitting there laughing at both of them, making the whole deal happen. This is all about him.
But I also don't understand what was going on last year that the front office for the Packers was going to like give him everything. They gave him so much money to have one mediocre year and then be like, well, we're done with him. It was like, why didn't they just cut him last year?
Just like sports, a year is an eternity in politics and sports, right?
Yeah. So they thought they could get one more good season out of him, and that didn't pan out. Obviously, that didn't happen.
What if Jordan Love was just like the third coming? Like, what if he just ended up being awesome?
That's what everybody thinks. I mean, lightning rarely strikes twice, and it doesn't strike three times. And I'm old enough to remember, Mandrich and,
a
lot of dark years in the late 70s and early 80s, or 80s in general, and everybody just thinks, oh, this is going to happen again. Think about, and also, how many quarterbacks have lasted to 40 and really been relevant? I mean, you could go Joe Montana, Brett Favre, Tom Brady.
Anybody else?
Aaron Rodgers, but beyond that, I mean, Steve Young retired before 40, I think. He was in his mid-30s,
maybe. How old was Peyton Manning?
That's a good question that I don't know.
He was pretty old.
Yeah.
He's great. I love Peyton Manning.
Says the young person at the table.
No, I'm just saying, didn't he win a Super Bowl in his last season?
Yeah, Denver.
Yeah, and then he was like, all right, I'm out.
Right.
Yeah, he was just under 40.
Yeah, okay. All right. See? All right. See. Well, any other thoughts before we move on?
I'll help you pack. Just call me.
And just for you, Jane.
You're a big fizzy douche.
You broke that poor girl's heart.
Oh, God, this makes me so happy.
You're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
All right, so then we got two other topics. Do you want to go to the already failed abortion bill that Robin Voss put forth yesterday, or TikTok?
No, let's do the abortion bill.
Okay, so a group of Republican lawmakers released legislation Wednesday that would allow doctors to provide abortions to victims of rape and incest and in situations when the mother is experiencing serious pregnancy complications, a proposal that was immediately rejected by the state Senate's top Republican and Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Basically, Devin Lemahue, who is the state senator, Senate leader, was like, yeah, this bill will not be considered on the floor of the Senate.
Now, that's so interesting. Why, though?
Because I think the anti-abortion lobbyists want the 1849
crypt.
They want all. They don't want any exceptions.
Exceptions, okay.
Because for them, and the truth is, I don't agree with them. But why I feel like abortion is such a tricky issue is you either believe life begins at conception and no matter what, you have to protect that life regardless of any situation, except maybe life of the mother, where both would die anyways.
Right.
And so if that's what you believe,
there is no
exception.
Sure.
And so I think Pro-Life Wisconsin, Right to Life Wisconsin, they are on the side and they are in the ears of Devin Lemahue and that caucus saying, no, this is what we want this.
Yeah.
Versus on the flip side, where we all know Governor Evers stands, is he's not going to sign anything that doesn't give as much protection as we had under Roe. And so I don't know for the political mastermind that Robin Voss is, Todd, I don't know if you have insight on this, of like, why do it at all? Why propose it at all?
Well, the old joke in Republican Party circles, of course, what Ronald Reagan once said when he was asked by a reporter, Mr. President, at what point does life begin? And he said, when they vote Republican. That's the old line in Republican circles, right?
Wow.
So that's the attitude. What?
Is that a true quote?
I think it might have been a spoof by Rich Little on a thing I did once. But Reagan never really disavowed it. But but it's true that what Republican, we've talked about other issues like with Republicans, right? Where they say, oh, we're for family values, but geez, we've been married three times and we grab women by the privates. I mean, things like that. So it's just the hypocrisy of it.
Yes.
Republicans use this whole abortion issue to get out votes. Do they actually really believe in it? No. And how many of these Republican legislators have paid for one? Right? For somebody that they knocked up. This happens all the time, the hypocrisy of it. So your point, Kristen, if I can remember your name.
It's okay. I called Luke Mathers earlier, so we all know each other.
Yes, we do. Not in the biblical sense. But the point is on this is that Republicans, I think honestly Democrats too, this is all about April 4th. this is all about. Because if LemonHue gives in and says, well, I might consider this, that gives people, well, then does April 4th really matter? And it's the same thing on the other side. Both sides right now want this to be the controversial issue, because all the polling that I've seen, which isn't a lot, but some, the polling that I've seen, this is why the TV ads are the way they are.
Yeah.
It's because this is the number one thing that is driving people, whichever side you're on the abortion issue, it's driving people to the polls. And so it shows this stupidity, the absolute lack of leadership by Robin Voss, that you would go, if you're a leader of the same party as your counterpoint. I mean, I worked for the Senate Majority Leader when Dale was Majority Leader and Greg Card. that'd be interesting.
That would be the men's Wisconsin Badgers basketball coach.
John Gard was the Assembly Speaker. And, you know, they didn't always get along, but they talked to each other. And clearly, Robin Voss never talked to LemonHue, and this was just a complete disaster politically.
All right. Well, when we come back, we'll lighten it up a little bit and have some fun with March Madness, which kicks off today. Jane's going to give us her picks.
I'm so excited.
This is As Goes Wisconsin. Wait. Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madner. Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show is rounding out the hour with us. We are in Madison, which is very exciting.
It is. It's really cool to be here on University Avenue and see everybody zipping by, and there's lots of activity.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as we round out this hour, today is the first day, well, for men's. Women started yesterday, but men's March Madness kicks off today. It's already kicked off. So if you did not finish your bracket, you are SOL.
Too late.
Friend. West Virginia versus Maryland kicked off 6 minutes ago, or at least they're at the 6 minute mark. So it probably is a little bit longer than that. Furman versus Virginia is also in their first half. And so if you listen to the show earlier this week, we found out how Jane goes about. You did not fill out a bracket this year.
It got away from me, and I didn't have enough time to do my research.
Because what is the type of research you do when filling out a March Madness bracket?
Well, you need to know what the mascots are for each team. And then that is what determines who is going to come out triumphant in that matchup.
So I figured we'd have some fun while Todd is here. And so some of the matchups that we have today.
Sure.
And we will go through, and you can say, we'll tell you what the mascot is.
Okay,
you don't get the colors; you just get the mascot.
That, I don't need the colors.
Okay,
really?
No, that's
because some people choose. You know, it's the colors. Right. It's
the uniforms, right?
Yeah,
stuff like that.
I know, and then there's always fun. Like Morning Brew has one just like off of logos, whatever. All right, so the game right now. So the first two games of the day, I'm going to do West Virginia. You're going to do the other one. So. It is the West Virginia Mountaineers versus Maryland's Testudo the Terrapin. That's the mascot.
Excuse me?
Testudo? Maybe it's Testudo the Terrapin.
Is a bird?
I don't know what a terrapin is. I know there's a beard.
A turtle.
A terrapin is a turtle?
A tortoise.
It is a tortoise. All right. Mm. There's a very good IPA that's called Terrapin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah, the Mountaineers are going to crush the turtles.
Because they have the little pickaxe.
And they got spikes on their shoes. It's like, how fast can the turtles run? This is not going to end well.
Although I recently saw a viral TikTok of a turtle that was in the jaws of a crocodile and escaped.
Ooh.
And just waddled away.
But he's not matched up against a crocodile. He's matched up against a mountaineer.
He didn't beat the crocodile either.
He just got away.
He survived the crocodile.
Yeah. No, I'm going with the mountaineers.
Going with the mountaineers. Yeah. Okay. Todd?
I'm going to go with the Terrapins. I think Maryland will, the Big Ten team will win that one, but it's going to be close. That's going to be a really close game.
Yeah.
Mountaineers could win.
I'm supposed to look up the next
mascot.
I have it. You look up Howard.
I've got it right here.
Do you have
here.
It? Okay.
It's the Furman Paladin versus the Virginia Cavaliers.
A paladin?
I'm a paladin. And by their logo, I have no idea what a paladin is. I'm going to say it's like a pelican.
This is what Google says. A paladin is any of the 12 peers of Charlemagne's court, of whom Count Palatine was the chief. So I think it's a knight.
Although that's paladin with a D. Is this with a T?
No, this is paladin with a P-A-L-A-D-I-N.
The paladins versus...
I love that you know that, though, Aaron.
The paladins versus who?
Virginia Cavaliers. The Cavaliers.
And their mascot is named Cavman.
Cavman.
Captain Cavman.
I think it's going to be a tie. I think they're both...
technically, what is a cavalier?
On a horse, like a fighter.
He's a swashbuckling kind of...
Yeah, like a pirate on a horse.
Cavalier.
Whereas a paladin is like a holy warrior kind of thing in games, at least.
Lots of violence.
Okay, I'm going to go with the cavalier because I think I think they wear capes and I am pro-cape.
Okay. Pro-cape. All right, so then at 12:40 today, number 10, Utah State, is going to play number 7, Missouri. And Utah State's mascot is Big Blue, the bull.
A bull.
So I'm guessing they're the bulls.
Okay.
Versus Missouri's Truman the Tiger. So you got a bull versus a tiger.
Well, I'm going with Truman.
Going with Truman the Tiger.
Truman the Tiger, yeah.
Any reason? Why do you think a tiger can beat a bull?
A bull? I have no logic for this whatsoever, okay. But I just like, I like Truman the Tiger.
Okay.
Better than Blue Bull, which makes me think of something else. Which
Paul
is
Bunyan.
Something else which is not appropriate.
Got it.
We thought the exact same thing. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, it is the Howard Bison,
okay,
taking on the Kansas Jayhawks.
I'm going to go with the Jayhawks.
Smart move.
But this is Kansas. I thought you said Kansas doesn't have opposable thumbs.
Well, then they don't. But they can dribble with their elbows and come out on top.
All right. So now I'm trying to look this up fast enough. So the next game is Texas A&M, the Aggies, which I don't know what an Aggie is. Their mascot is Reveal. Reveal is the official mascot of Texas A&M University. Students adopted Reveal, a mixed-breed dog, in 1931. But an Aggie is a student at Texas A&M. Used to be referred to as the Farmers, but I still don't know what an Aggie is.
Doesn't matter. I'm going with the dog.
But you don't even... Big Al. Big Al the elephant for Alabama. I'm choosing Big Al.
Okay, I'm going with the dog.
You're going with the dog?
Yeah.
All right. Todd,
by the way, my picks have never panned out ever. Just so we're all clear on that.
Really?
Yeah.
You've done this before.
I have.
All right.
And I don't believe I've ever made any money. So.
All right. The next game is Charleston, which I still can't find the mascot, taking on number 5, San Diego State, the Aztecs. But there's no.
So Charleston doesn't have a mascot?
They just have a big C. It's kind of like Cleveland before they became the whatever they're called now.
You mean the Washington
right.
football team?
Right. So it was probably a Native American.
It was probably like Indians or something like that.
It was probably an inappropriate name for 2023.
Sure.
And now they're just going by the Charleston Seas, taking on the San Diego State Aztecs.
I prefer San Diego, so I'll go with that.
It's a great town.
It is. I was there many, many, many years ago.
All right. Very good.
Do we have time for one more? We'll do one more. So,
gotta go quick.
Yep. Princeton, number 15, is against Arizona, number 2. And Princeton is the Tiger. And Arizona, I should know this because we've played them. Arizona mascot. I was going to do this all before the show. And then we had to do an hour of Todd's show.
Yes. It's my fault.
The Wildcats.
Exactly.
A Wildcat versus the Tiger. We've got another Tiger.
the Wildcats.
All right.
They're wild.
We only got through a fraction of these, but I can imagine how much fun you usually have. I was also like looking up what most of these are. It's like when I went to Madison West, it's like, what's a region?
Well, seriously though, it's time consuming because it's not like they're all obvious about what they're supposed to stand for. So,
well, we'll have you off the hook this year, but next year you got to play.
I'm totally in.
All right. Well, Todd Alba, thank you for joining us this hour.
Thank you guys. It was a pleasure.
It's been very fun. When we come back after the top of the hour news, we're going to talk to Sarah Harrison about what's happening with the Waukesha School Board and their libraries. Stay tuned for an update. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin, available on Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please subscribe and leave us a rating. As Goes Wisconsin is a product of Civic Media and airs live across Wisconsin Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Civic Media is a statewide network of radio stations broadcasting local news, local sports, thoughtful commentary, and hand-picked music. We are always streaming on the Civic Media app. Find out where you can listen on the air or learn more about Civic Media and sponsorship opportunities by going to our website, civicmedia.us. We thank you for listening.